This is These Peaceful Moments, written by Ranger Jedi 67 and read by Flower Parish. This is a Merlin fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Merlin slash Arthur. They didn't often get these peaceful moments away from everything and everyone. Arthur tilted his head a little, soaking up the sunlight as he leaned back on his arms. Merlin lay sprawled in the grass at his side. The lake lapped quietly at the shore. Birds tweeted and chirped in the trees. The afternoon was nearly perfect. "What do you think the odds are that I can convince Leon and Gwen to just take the throne?" Arthur mumbled. Merlin chuckled and rolled to face him. "Very low, I think. They'd be good at it, especially together, but I can't say I think either of them actually wants the job." Arthur sighed heavily. "I suppose not," Arthur allowed. Merlin smiled up at him. "I'm sure if you ask nicely, though, they'd be happy to run things for a few days here and there, let you have a well-deserved break." Humming thoughtfully, Arthur nodded. "Above all, I should be grateful I have people around me whom I can genuinely trust," Arthur said quietly. "I don't need to fear betrayal if I take my eyes off my inner circle. How many kings could truly say the same?" He wondered what it was about a throne that drew so many who were just waiting for the right opportunity to betray their liege. What about the station that had a giant arrow pointing at it with the words "betray for power"? He'd suffered his own betrayals, yes, but he knew that those in his inner circle now would never do that to him. When he stopped trying to be the king his father had intended and started being the king he wished to be, those who drew around him were far more loyal than any of his father's self-seeking confidants had been. He was fortunate beyond words, and he knew it. Merlin moved to cuddle into Arthur's side. "No, you don't. They are all loyal to you. They love you." Smiling, he added, "You know I love you and would do anything for you. And my magic loves you too." If anyone had told Arthur the day before he met Merlin that a day would come that he accepted magic freely in Camelot, he'd have laughed in their face, before having them arrested. Now, Arthur wrapped an arm around Merlin and just held him closer. Idly running a hand down Merlin's arm, Arthur murmured, "I'm glad you told me about your magic. If I'd learned any other way, I'm not sure how I would have taken it." Merlin pressed a gentle kiss to Arthur's cheek. "We are supposed to be relaxing, not fretting," Merlin chided. Arthur huffed, but he couldn't help the small grin that worked its way across his face. "This was a perfect day for a break," Arthur allowed. Grinning, Merlin replied, "You needed it. That became really obvious yesterday." Arthur turned to look at Merlin properly. "What?" Arthur demanded. Merlin rolled his eyes fondly. "When you knocked Gwen on his ass twice during training and still wanted to keep going," Merlin replied, "usually you back off after that and move on to the next night. You only get lost in the training that deeply when you need a break. It's practically a sign over your head with the words "needs day away" and an arrow pointing down at you just so no one can be confused who the sign is about." Arthur raised a brow. "You are ridiculous." Merlin hummed. "Leon's the one who pointed it out last time, actually. I just realized he was absolutely right this time. He had 2/3 of a plan before I could say a word," Merlin informed him. He paused. "All right, so the sign bit was me, not Leon, but he pointed out the behavior patterns. Gwen suggested just packing a picnic basket and shoving it in your arms this morning, but I knew you'd need a bit of reassurance that your work was covered for the day." Arthur blinked slowly. "What?" Merlin leaned in and gave him a peck right on the lips. "I mentioned the whole 'your inner circle is loyal and loves you' bit, yes? When they see that you're feeling the strain, they all want to help," Merlin explained. "Today helps." Arthur couldn't help but feel a little bewildered at that. They all had their duties, yet they took on more to help ease his burden, even if just for a little while. How did he deserve such devotion? Something of his question must have shown on his face, because Merlin shook his head and sighed heavily. Oblivious prat, Merlin grumbled. I know the concept of people genuinely caring about you this much is still new, but surely you aren't that unaware. Arthur ducked his head. I suppose I am. With a sigh, Merlin wrapped his arms tightly around Arthur. Well, we do, so get used to it. Arthur smiled fondly and soaked up Merlin's embrace. I suppose I'll have to. And if he started plotting a day away for Merlin's benefit, well, Merlin didn't need to know that yet. Arthur wasn't the only one more loved and cared for than he realized. The end.